Episode 70 is brought to you by running. Running into Area 51 since 2019. Right? Run wherever.
Yeah. Leroy Jenkins.
I guarantee half the people that are run to Area 51 have not ran in 5 years.
I'll second that. Probably.
We'll be able to tell.
Okay. Inhalers and everything.
That's right. Be like, so are you going to run to Area 51? I won't even run to get my kid out of the street. Yeah. Are you kidding me? I will have a heart attack.
Oh, man. Special thank you to Skyline Properties.
Yeah, thank you, Skyline Properties, for using the space to record this. Yeah, and of course, you know that if you are looking to buy or sell a home, go to SilasGetsReal.com and send me a message. I'll hook you up, and we'll go around all the greater Seattle area finding you a wonderful home. And that, of course, helps support this program and our future movies, ideally. Hey, you buy a big enough home, who knows what kind of movie I can make?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I could invest that money into like my kids' college fund.
We could get Hugh Jackman. But
no, I'm going to try to get Hugh Jackman into a short film. That's what I'll do with that money.
There you go.
So, yeah, do that. And go support Manny. And he's headlining all over the place now.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Any important gigs coming up?
Just some of Jubal's bar shows, and then I think I'm headlining some stuff, but I'm trying to make you my feature, and then Charles, you should come host, man. We should just make this the new trio. Fuck Jack.
Hey, parlor's not closed, but Manny's empty promises still remain. All right. You can come see me August 10th at Minority Retort.
Oh, there you go.
I said it right this time.
There you go.
That'll be at Jai Tai.
Okay.
Jai Tai, I think like 8 o'clock show or something.
I actually do have a really big show coming up August 8th at Laughs.
We should mention our show coming up. Black and Half live podcast recording August 8th at Laughs Comedy Club, 8:30 show.
Yep.
We have a
live music,
a performance by Champagne Bumblebee.
Okay.
A wonderful performer. She's great. She's going to be there. We're working on getting a couple of our favorite comics and some special guests, but we'll see.
And maybe even narrating of our short film.
Yeah. Trying to work out the logistics of that. Yeah. Cause you know, there's a bright light there and
that's true.
I need a screen, but I think I have something I'm going to test run it, but if we can, otherwise try to make the film tonight. And maybe if we get any awards, we will try to air it there, but not promises. Aren't no promises yet. I got to work out the logistics, but
all right
so here we are, episode number 70, Charles Hall Jr.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission.
Are either of you foodies at all? Like, are you really into food?
I mean, I like eating, but I mean, like, that's my big thing is like, just, I think I've been programmed to like, not know how to stop eating. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, finish all this shit on your plate.
Yeah.
Like, I like food. I mean, I like food a lot. And I think it's more just like the taste value than like actual like needing. Like, it's weird how the body works, right? It's like, you don't really, you don't eat because this stuff betters your body. You eat because the shit tastes good, right?
Exactly.
So,
are you a foodie or
yeah.
Growing up in the black community, you kind of like are taught to be a foodie. It's like, oh shit, there's a ton of macaroni and cheese left, like I'm gonna eat that shit, like, or there's like just wings or ribs, like a barbecue, man, you just kind of go all out and like you realize you may not eat this well.
Wait, what are you defining foodie as?
Foodie is somebody who just eats a shit ton of food. Like, it loves food. I don't know. Like, what are you...
That's not a foodie.
What the fuck is a foodie?
A foodie is someone who's really picky about their food. Like, about, like, taste and, like, oh, I'm going to go...
See, okay. Did you think that?
I'm a super picky person.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't eat condiments. I don't eat...
Really?
Yes, I don't eat ketchup.
But, mustard. Like, I mean, do you... Like, a foodie will travel to another city just to try that steak tartare. Because... that's what they're into.
You know, okay.
Like they're going to find restaurants, find right. eating, that kind of thing. Is that?
I would never do that.
You never do that.
I would travel to a different city to eat the same thing I ate in another city.
It's exactly, it tastes exactly the same.
Same thing. Same thing.
I mean, you look like you might work out occasionally, right? So, I mean, what is, you don't eat condiments? Is it because of the taste or there's like, are you avoiding sugar and?
It's everything? Honestly, it's happened since I was a kid. Like, I guess it started with ketchup.
Oh, shit.
You don't eat ketchup?
I don't eat ketchup. When I was a kid, someone played a prank on me, and I thought it was blood. And then ever since then, I never ate ketchup.
Oh.
And then, you know, ketchup's best friend is mustard. So I was like, you know what? Nah.
I'm not hanging out with you either.
So not mayo, not any of
No. And then I think it's a smell thing, too.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like pickles and stuff like that. Like, if I can't smell it and be happy, I know it's not going to taste good.
Okay.
Wait, so you don't like pickles?
I don't like pickles.
Onions, no
like
onions.
Pickled anything?
I'm like pickled anything.
Yeah, my wife doesn't like pickled anything.
I'm not a pickle fan.
I can do onions. Onions are sweet. You
yeah,
know
okay.
I mean?
Yeah. I think if they're cooked right, I mean, I can't just eat them raw.
Yeah, if you eat it raw, you're probably a serial killer. You know, it's just, I can't be friends with you.
For real.
I'm always tripped out at the eating everything dry. Like my kid will do that. She's like, I don't want mayonnaise or mustard, nothing. It's I'm weird. Like, you gotta put something on it.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, no, just the meat. Just wants the meat of the cheese. Put it on.
Yeah,
she's done.
Yeah,
put some lettuce on there. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I mean, I think I like the culmination of like taste, like just a little bit of everything and kind of all in one. So I don't know. I'm not like a super picky eater. If I go over your house, I'm not gonna be asking for like, oh, can I not have this or that or.
My wife and I went to a restaurant last night. Last night we got it's weird. This week we had two dates in a week, which has not happened.
What?
In like 5 years. Our daycare occasionally does a parents' night out.
Oh, hell yeah.
And so we got that. And the other night, my daughter, my oldest one, watched the little ones.
Right.
And so that was cool.
Awesome.
Because we're just realizing that she can. And there was a Sounders game. So we went to our first Sounders game together.
I saw that.
Season ticket holder for a year and a half. Never been together.
Wow. That's crazy.
And then.
Let me ask you this real quick.
Yeah.
Like, when did you start? Like, you have siblings, right?
I have one. Well,
older or younger?
I have one younger sibling,
but
I guess I have four extra stepsisters.
Oh, okay. Like, when did you guys start watching yourselves? You know what I mean? Like, I was like nine when I, like, I don't know,
nine,
we were
walking
ourselves
that
to school.
Was it. I was six
watching
my sister.
Yeah, I was four or five and I was by myself.
It was different in the 80s and 90s, right? You were just like, just don't answer the door. We'll be back.
Don't answer the door.
Yeah,
So we went out last night on this date and we... Like I had this bold idea of like, we're going to appetizer hop. We're going to hit different appetizers, a different spot. Because I always, when I go to restaurants, I usually like appetizers more than the main dish. And I was like, sometimes let's just go get appetizers. So I was like, let's go hopping because we have 5 hours of babysitting. So we're going to like go around. So we first went to this one place that we like in Edmonds, Bacon Wrap Dates.
Okay.
Delicious. We each got their tapas. So we each got our own set and then another like... it was these artichokes with crab cakes on them.
Okay, sounds good.
So it was like crab cake artichoke.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, let's. Then I was like, you know what? I'm really hungry though, and this was expensive.
Yeah.
Because
it's
a pricey place. So, like, I need dinner. I'm gonna be drunk at the end of the night here. So let's just go. We were gonna get our next stop anyway was gonna be to one of our like favorite places to go out.
Right.
It's called Lucia.
Okay.
It's in Green Lake. Italian place. We really like the vibe, love the food, and so I'm like,
that was the one with the small ass portion picture, right? Like,
no.
Oh, okay.
No, but so we went there.
Yeah.
Parked. Walk around the corner. See the sign.
Yeah.
So I walk up to it. Closed.
Damn.
Some like
wow.
Vietnamese place is coming in 2 months.
Shit.
Like what?
Wow.
I was like, no, you're just here.
Yeah.
What happened? So I'm a guy who I love to improv the night. I'm all fine. Like, I don't like to, like, oh, I don't want to play in too much. But I freaked the fuck out.
Yeah.
I'm like, I was going to eat here. In seconds.
And
we
you
were
had your
eat.
Heart
There's
set
gonna
on
be bread
it.
In my mouth.
Oh,
I was like, I didn't know what to do. I was tripping out. And Gretchen suddenly became the, well, we'll just find somewhere else. And she's the planner. And so we drove and found this place called La Mesa.
Okay.
Mexican
joint or?
No, it's Italian.
Okay.
And that was where small portions. Okay. Right. I showed some I put some pictures online of what I was eating. The portions look small.
Yeah.
But they were filling.
Okay.
Like it was.
Okay.
So I had beef tartare for the first time.
Okay.
ever?
Thoughts?
I've never had that before. What is that?
So it's raw ground beef.
Oh, Jesus.
And then you season. Okay. And that was the thing I was having trouble getting over. I had the same in my head. Like, we've been watching a lot of cooking. We watch a lot of competition cooking shows.
It's just raw.
It's raw.
Okay.
But here's the thing. It's like sushi. So sushi, you're not just grabbing. Okay. Sushi, you're not just grabbing. You're not just grabbing a salmon from Fred Meyer's and cutting it off and eating.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, sushi is actually flash frozen.
Okay.
So it kills all the bacteria.
Really?
And it's a certain grade of fish that you have to eat.
Okay.
It's not just, you'll kill yourself if you just go buy fish at
Albertson. I said it's raw. I'm like, okay. It was alive earlier today.
Right. I mean, it's still raw in the sense, it is a fast freeze.
Okay. Like,
so it is still raw, but they have to do that or you'll die. Okay. Right. Steak tartare, it's raw ground beef, but it's not the ground beef that you buy, like that you pick up at Fred Meyer. Mm-hmm. You know, it's from a different part of the animal, like, because usually it's just all the scraps and they throw it together.
Yeah.
But they buy it. They basically get like a cut of steak that you would have.
Okay.
Because steak is pretty safe to eat raw. That's why you can get it blue. Because the bacteria is always on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And with ground beef, it gets everything gets mixed together. And
that makes sense. Yeah.
Right. You know, with parts of the cow, so you don't know what's there. That's why you have to cook it.
Okay.
So it's just from a part of the steak of the cut. You know, they probably cut the tops off and then they grind the middle, so it's totally safe. But there's this instinct in your head as I'm eating it, going, "You gotta cook this shit." I'm like, I know this is safe. I know it's safe, but you gotta cook this shit. Like, so it was.
But it just takes one person fucking up for you to die. You know what I mean? Like, somebody just didn't do it right, and they're like, "Oh, well, that was my."
It would have had to been that chef,
right?
But I don't know that I've ever heard of anybody that's died like from steak tartare, even getting sick.
Let's Google that shit.
Wait, so like, how do you know if it's flash frozen or not? Like,
now steak is not flash frozen.
So that's
no,
raw.
That's just they're cutting up. Okay, so you can order a hamburger and get it like, you know, blue, where that's just like they just grill the very tops serve it.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's, you can do that. So this is similar, except they just don't sear it. I think that they do is they cut the top portion off that would have come, mm-hmm. like the steak showed up, and then you just cut the tops, the sides off, so you're getting the inside, which hasn't been exposed to any bacteria.
So what's the texture like? Do they like shred it up or like?
It's like ground beef. They grind it. It's like a ground beef, but you're just.
So it looks like cat food.
No, I'm trying to describe, like, it's hard to describe, but it is like the purest beef flavor you'll ever have.
Okay.
Like, it's weird to taste beef that's not cooked, but it's like, this is beef.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like the rare steak and you cut off the. Or medium? How do you have a steak? Do you eat steak?
Yeah, I love steak.
Okay, so how do you have yours?
Medium well done.
Well done. Okay,
I like my stuff dead.
So they give you the shittiest cuts of steak when you order. That's what they do. They're like, whatever. He doesn't care. Well done.
Don't tell my wife that, man. I'm just I want the finest well done steak.
Like, it took me a while to start not. I grew up eating well done.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I had for the longest time.
Yeah.
And it was took a lot of convincing to get it. My daughter's like rare. She'll have a rare.
Yeah. My in-laws, I mean, they're white. You know, they love anything rare. You know what I mean? I'm just like, you don't see the blood on that shit? I know it's not blood or whatever.
Is it a white thing?
I don't know if it's a white thing. Maybe. Do you think? Yeah.
My mom was vegetarian, but she would cook me like meat occasionally.
Okay.
And she would always just cook the shit out of whatever it was. And so that's how I was. Jerk. I grew up with a log Cajun. Of steak, you know. So I didn't know if this was. Yeah. I was like, I thought she just doesn't know how to cook. but maybe she's just like, no, I'm just black.
Yeah.
I had a teacher growing up who was asking, like, how do you guys like your steak? And I was like, I like mine well done. And she like cocked her head to the side and looked at me funny and was like, do you like your stuff dead? I'm like, yes. Yeah. Like, it's kind of the point, man. Like, oh my God.
Wait, what grade was that in?
This is like second or third grade.
Holy shit, white teacher.
Yeah.
All teachers. Yeah.
We should do a video on this we got to figure out the questions to find out whether things are a black thing or like, hey, do you like your, How do you like your steak? Yeah, yeah. Black people, white people.
How do you like your Little Mermaid?
You got to specify like that. Because if you ask black people, they're going to say, with A1 sauce. Like, you gotta
yeah. Oh, we can tell them the correct, the correct answer was A1 sauce.
But overall, good experience with the restaurant hop?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then okay, so we ended there because, so I gave up because I was so hungry.
Yeah.
But I had this pasta dish. It was pasta with Dungeness crab.
Okay.
And they cook everything to order.
Right.
And it's home, you know, handmade pasta there. Yeah. It was Dungeness crab. I don't know, some sort of cream, celery, chives.
Okay.
Like it reversed my vasectomy. It was good. Damn. It was okay, so like, I'm like, I'm not having sex tonight. This is, I don't want this night to go downhill. Yeah. You know, like, so if my wife was like, you know, we should go have a threesome with her. Yeah. And I'm like, no,
it won't compare to this.
No, it's not as good. That will not be as good as what I just experienced.
So let me ask you this. As far as the restaurant hopping, was it more pricey to do that than just stay at one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a dumbass. Yeah. No, I mean, maybe if we picked out the better places, or I think it needs to be a cheaper. They need to be cheap places.
You didn't look up happy hour before you went? Or you just.
Okay, we got lucky that we landed in happy hour for the second one. Okay. The first one, happy hour had ended before we got there. We just wouldn't have made it.
Right.
Respect.
Yeah.
Is it new? Like, when I was in college, I remember happy hours were usually Monday through Thursday, and they ended like that. They didn't want to do happy hours on weekends because they didn't want.
Yeah, I think.
Is that?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
That's how I thought it was.
Yeah, I thought it still was that way. No, okay, I mean, or maybe Monday through Friday, but then like Saturdays, no. But it was like, it's like 2 or 3 to like 6, and then.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So last night, the place does do Friday night ones, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I always think that's weird because I always thought that you didn't. Like I couldn't get happy hour, but
they're just trying to get dollars, you know.
This place Dimitri's in Edmonds, that's the name of it. That has the tapas, great happy hour, the pricing for the bacon wrapped dates and that kind of
nice.
I don't know. I don't really eat dates unless they're bacon wrapped, so I don't even know if they're good.
Dates are like fruit, right? Like a little.
I don't know what dates. You said bacon wrapped.
I'm dried. Like, nice.
Yeah, they're little dried fruits and they're wrapped in bacon though.
Like, yeah.
No shit. I've never had it.
Oh, really?
Just had regular dates. I mean, they're good. Like when I was in Morocco, that's all they gave us was just dates.
Oh,
just
like, they probably wouldn't do bacon wrap ones.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I don't think so. Nah. Is that, they don't eat.
I think it's a Muslim country, right?
Yeah.
Muslim
country.
Yeah, they would not. So, yeah. They wouldn't do that. So. Oh, yeah, you gotta. Yeah, that's a pretty common
I didn't know that was
appetizer.
Yeah. All my healthy friends, they like eat dates and shit. I'm like Boone. He was just like popping dates. I was like, all right, I'm like, well, eat some dates.
So then everyone's eating dates there?
Everybody's eating dates, man. I was like, all right, there you go.
It's a new wave.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about food today on the way in. There was an article about a kid in a local area getting kicked out of school because he owes money for his lunches.
Oh, yeah. They were talking about, like, I was listening to the news. They were talking about sending kids to, like, CPS if they didn't, like, if the parents didn't pay their their lunch stuff. I was like, get the fuck out of here. That's crazy. So, yeah. Yeah, let me pull up the article.
I think
I still got a negative balance.
The Hall family owes us a motherfucking payment.
And somebody has brought up a point that's like, wait a second, we send them to school. We're paying tax dollars to send them to school for this education. We're paying for everything. How come we don't just pay their lunches too and provide it like, hey, everybody, here's lunch. Like, you know, bring something if you want it, but have lunch.
Okay. Yeah. Here it is. School district warns parents. Pay lunch bill or kids may go into foster care.
Whoa. Right? Okay. That's like, just a huge step. Yeah, that's like
they're making threats. It's like, but apparently this is one of those broke school districts. I don't know exactly. Let me see where this shit is.
I've heard of withholding diplomas and stuff.
That's right, one thing, but straight to foster care.
Wyoming Valley West School District.
Is that in Washington?
Northeastern Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Talk about escalating quickly.
That's what I'm saying, man. Shit, that's wild.
Like, do you think, should school lunches be provided by the school?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, well, you know what? The Black Panthers started the free lunch thing, you know? And
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Well, I mean, they were handing it out, but do they get the program going?
I think they got the program going.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'll have to double check on that, but.
I don't think you should have to prove you're poor. to get a lunch, to get a free lunch at a public school.
Yeah, it's, I mean, we pay for everything else. I mean, we pay for textbooks. I mean, you just wonder how much it is to feed every child at that school.
Well, but it's,
I mean, a Lunchable. Something. Yeah, that's what I mean, this is something.
It's $2.50.
Yeah, it's $2.50. Yeah, you're, that's a good point.
Like, you're really going to hold up a kid for that?
Another thing is, I mean, if we could subsidize all these billionaires, why the fuck can't we just give money to, like, these kids to eat lunch? You know what I mean? So,
and then some people have been at schools that actually, they take the unused lunches, freeze them, and send them home with the kids that need lunches for the weekend.
See, that's smart.
That's awesome.
That's being a human being, though.
Like, this article, someone was talking about at her school, like, the cafeteria people would call up the people that had a lunch bill, like, humiliate them, like, stamp their hand and throw the food out and give them the required, like, two slices of bread and a milk that they could to eat.
That's ruthless.
Yeah. Where was and this then at? They just throw but they throw the food out. I'm not sure where she went to school, but I mean, cafeteria, they're notorious for not being, like, the nicest
and
people.
They call you the N-word. Just like, get out of my face. You're like, holy shit.
I mean, prison people, they're getting food.
That's a good point. Shit, like, prisons.
I shouldn't have to starve and then be an orphan in the same week. Like,
yeah, I used to live with a family, but they took me.
Talk about the system being rigged, man.
That's
like,
crazy. I mean, that's a good point. Like, prisons. Like, dude, my brother-in-law just got out of prison and, like, he was like.
Oh, he's out?
He's out. He finally got out. Yeah.
Superhero at large. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that shit's crazy. Like, He actually was like, hey, man, you think you'd take me over to the local dispensary? I'd never been to a dispensary. And so.
Wait, is he allowed?
I don't know. Like,
you should check on
that. No, I think he got, like, well, you know, I won't say his name, but he got cleared, right? And he's like, he did all his probation stuff. And so he goes into the, he walks into the dispensary and he's like, man, I forgot my ID. I'm like, I'm not driving back to the house. So I'm the person who goes in, right? And so
that feels like a setup.
It did feel like a setup, right? And, you know,
I
like,
forgot my ID.
That's what I'm saying. I don't smoke weed, so
did
I go.
Did he forget
in.
His wallet too?
No, he had his cash.
Wait.
Yeah.
He had his cash.
Yeah.
But not his ID.
Not his ID.
That's very.
That was planned. That was planned. I'm from the hood.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So
you set that
he's
up.
He's white. He's white and Mexican. So, anyways, we go, and I'm just like, fuck, right? You know, and I'll do it. Let me walk in, and so I walk in. The guy gets my ID. I'm like, okay. He's like, yeah, you're good, man. So I walk around, get to the front, and he gave me, like, the specific verbiage to say, but I'm, like, whispering to the guy, and the guy's like, you don't have to whisper in here. You know what I mean? Because I never, you know, I haven't bought drugs before. So I'm just like, he's like, oh, yeah, you don't have enough money. I'm like, motherfucker. So,
and he shorted you.
So then I go to the ATM, and I pull out some money, and then I literally walk back up to the front. They had, like, just, it looked like, you ever been at GameStop and it's just like walls of video games and shit?
Yeah.
They had walls of weed. And like, I mean, these guys are like scientists. They're like, this one's going to make you feel this way. And I'm like, I'm not fucking using it. You know what I mean? But I can't tell them that because I can't tell them I'm like buying for, you know, somebody else. I don't know if they would care, but it was weird, man. I never fucking.
I went in and was like, so my mom wants me to get this for her. What is it? This is it?
Totally.
This is what she said she wants.
Did you guys ever smoke weed?
No, I've never smoked it, but I've recently tried an edible.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, dude, the edible fucked me up. I didn't know. I was having an out-of-body experience. It was awful. So,
I'll tell you, I went in, and me and my wife were like, we're trying to be spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the kids were sleeping in the car.
It's always good to plan that.
Yeah.
The kids were sleeping in the car.
I was like,
responsible.
I was trying to be hot. I was like, hey, pull over. She was like, what? I was like, just pull to the weed shop. Yeah, you know, we're going to try something.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I go in. I'm like, hey, man, I was like, I don't know. I want to try weed for the first time.
Yeah.
Felt like I was in middle school. Can I have some weed? Dude's like, he's like, okay, bro, what do you want?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. I just want to eat something, and I just want to feel high. He was like, well, these ones I've been eating since I was like 12. And I wish they were legal then, but they're legal now, and it's a blessing. I'm like, okay, cool. He's like, all right, whatever you do, just take one. So, you know, I took one. We both took one.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel anything. See, here's the thing about marijuana. It doesn't come with instructions.
Exactly, right? That's the thing.
Oh, wait,
yeah.
Did you eat another one then?
Yes,
oh,
I ate another one. Okay.
Oh, no.
I ate another one. Okay, true story, bro. My wife's in the room.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there.
Yeah.
I'm talking to myself, all right? So she looks at me, and she's like, babe, what's wrong with your face? I didn't even get high. The right side of my face just started twitching. No. Bro, I look like Forrest Whitaker. She was just dying, bro.
Like,
and it's so hard to laugh out loud when you high. You just open your mouth just like this. Man, I was pissed. And they don't tell you that, like,
yeah
it doesn't go away.
Reaction for
it doesn't go away. It lasts. So
it
when
lasts
I
was forever.
Edibles
yeah.
last a while.
When I woke up the next morning, I was like, I gotta get to work.
Dude, I missed the whole day at work.
You double dose. Didn't it say on the package only eat one or something?
But you were thinking like, hey, I'm a bigger guy, maybe I need
that.
To like,
and I was,
you
know, like, look, like, I was like, yeah. If you just sold me some fake drugs at a drugstore, the first time I went to a drugstore, like, it's kind of messed up the experience, man. So
oh my god, that's hilarious.
I was tripping, bro.
Bro, that is funny.
Like, I was trying to drink water, let it go away, and I was like, it wouldn't go away.
It is wild.
We couldn't even, like, get the kids dressed.
Brad, you sold me some bad drugs.
Right, yeah. Like, I mean, my whole thing was, I wasn't with anybody when it all happened, and I was just having this, like, out-of-body experience, and, like, I freaked out, man. So I went to the ER, thought I was dying. It was crazy, man. So called my mom.
You did,
like,
not, you did not go to
was
the ER.
I swear to God.
You
was
went
it
to
legal
the...
then?
What? No, it wasn't.
Oh, so
yeah.
It was harder to,
it,
like,
it was harder,
explain.
Yeah. So literally, I had, like...
I
don't
know. I think somebody gave me something.
Yeah. So that's what I was telling. So I literally, so we all went to a movie. It was a bunch of comics. We had smoked in the car, and then we ate the little edible, right? And the edible was like this pill, but it was just strictly like concentrated THC. So I'm like, hey, guys, I think I'm immune to weed, right? And so we're sitting in the movie. This is all stupid. I'm like, all right, I'm going home. So I go home, wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. My body's like, toot, toot. Just big, small. And in that moment, I knew how big the universe was. And then I'm like, oh, shit, my heart's beating out of control. I need to go tell somebody before I go into cardiac arrest. So I walk outside and down to the police station next to my house. And then I was like, oh, you took the weed. Don't do that. That's a bad idea, right? So I had my roommate take me to the ER. Swear to God, man, called my mom at like 2 a.m. and told her I was dying. And she was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I was like, I can feel a heartbeat in my asshole. And all this. It was just wild, man. I woke up the next morning like, it must have been like 3 p.m. and I missed the whole day of work. It was bad. It was like, I had my roommate call. It was awful. So,
what did you tell the doctor? You're like, oh, I think someone drugged me. Did you say?
No. They were like, so we found out you have marijuana in your system. Do you know who gave it to you? And I was like, no, I don't know who. Was it weed? I thought it was, we were just having like a potluck and I guess somebody must have. Yeah.
You got to sound mad. Like, oh my God, I swear to God, man. Oh, they put drugs in those brownies, bro. I swear to God, man.
It was Donald Trump.
Yo,
Donald
Trump drugged me. I was at McDonald's. I knew they put that shit in my hamburger, man. What the fuck? So, no, it was wild. I literally, I didn't want to say it was our local weed guy, our comic, but I was just like, it's just awful.
I've tried a few times. The thing is, I don't really feel the effects that other people do.
Mm-hmm.
I like, my mouth gets dry.
Right. It's not
sometimes
my thing.
Edibles have definitely worked better for me. Mm-hmm. I think it's, I don't know if it's because, but I know my mom was smoking it when she was pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if that did it, like, there's, made me numb to it.
Been.
But I was like, I'm not going to spend money on it.
Yeah,
like, what are you talking about?
There's literally a report going around that pregnant women are like smoking to like get rid of the side effects of like nausea and everything else. So
you're not supposed to, but
yeah.
I think cheating. It made me immune.
Yeah, that's what
that's
I'm saying,
cheating,
right?
Man.
Get your head in the game. You ain't about that life.
Enjoy the process.
Right.
Fall in love with the process.
But I've done a CBD
oil.
CBD oil.
That
like,
stuff is...
I have it like on a roll-on, mm-hmm. like deodorant kind of.
Yeah.
But it, I use it for my shoulder sometimes.
Okay.
When it gets inflamed, and that
helps,
definitely
huh?
helps a lot.
Yeah. There's people who like it helps them go to sleep throughout the night, all kind of stuff. So.
The only thing is, I don't know if it's actually healing it or just like if it's like a Tylenol masking pain that's there.
Right.
So I try not to. I still try not to do stuff that might injure it when I do that because I'm like, don't think you feel fine.
Right.
Man,
speaking of your face twitching, did you guys do the face app thing this week?
Yeah.
Wow. I feel like I
caved into it.
So I feel like Russia's got us on, you know what I mean, all their shit now. But
it's not accurate because all black don't crack.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, I'm not going to age that
an accurate black.
Yeah, this is like 150-year-old black person. You know what I mean? Yeah, like
they have me looking like good times. I was like, this is not accurate, bro.
Damn. Yeah, that shit was wild, man. I looked like my grandpa, but like if he had lived to be like 135. Like it was like that wrinkly and like part of me, like, you know, like the freak in me was like, I should like use the face app to take a picture of my dick and then send it to my wife and just see if it like aged. You know what I mean? Like to know what my expiration date is.
Only thing would be different is your balls would be lower.
That'd be hilarious. Just like, ooh, they don't look so healthy.
Pretty sure it only
recognizes faces.
Like it has, yeah, because it's been really good about not changing anything around it.
That's a good point. So but that would be interesting, man, to see if it like adds a few more wrinkles and liver spots and shit to your.
Yeah,
I swear the memes for that thing was
it was wild.
Adds more liver spots.
I don't know
how liver spotted is your dick.
I don't know. My balls probably got some liver spots on them. I don't know. But old people got to have liver spots on. Like you get them all over your body, right?
Do you? I don't know.
We haven't reached that.
I've heard liver spots. I've heard of them. I don't know. Sounds pretty nasty now that I'm thinking of it.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you ever, okay.
Is not, it from not your
be,
liver?
No,
is
not
it
just, to be racist, but like, you ever see like white people, they get like a lot more like moles and stuff on them. Is that a liver? That's a liver spot, right?
I thought it was cancer.
But the older you get, right?
I thought the liver spot was like, you get the round circle of like brown.
Yeah.
On there.
Yeah. That's it.
Isn't that but moles?
I don't think it's raised.
I don't think, no, it's not raised. Yeah, that's what I mean. Liver spots are like the, you're just like blemishes.
Right, but that's different than those bumps, right?
No. So like, I mean, that's, I've seen older people where they start developing those like circular, like brown, like, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, okay, this is something I was talking to somebody about when people will say like to black people, like, oh, you age so well, mm-hmm. you know, or like to Latinos, you age so well,
right.
To Asians, you age so well. And I'm like, okay, how many people do you have to say age so well until you realize you just suck at aging?
Yeah.
Right?
That's a good, well,
I was like, the majority of the world is not white.
Yeah.
We decide what good aging looks like.
Totally.
Based off of how white people age.
Yeah. No, but I mean, everything's based off what white people do, right?
Right.
Like, so
I'm like, no, we look normal. You guys are the ones.
I think it's just they get too much sun. Like, I mean, God, you saw how my wife got burned, like just standing in the sun. Jesus, man. Like,
sucks being white.
That's what I'm saying, right? I'm like, oof.
But even Amara, we're talking about the film that we shot this weekend.
Yeah.
This weekend?
Last weekend.
Last weekend. Mm-hmm. Last weekend. Amara got burned.
Yeah.
On the back. I was like, oh.
Man.
Like, that was intense sun that we just weren't thinking about.
Yeah. I mean, it was interesting. What did you think shooting your second 48?
There was a lot of things. It was nice to know the process,
right.
To have a little more, there's definitely was more faith in the process. Mm-hmm. And I had more faith that like, oh, we're going to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew what it was like last year. Mm-hmm.
I didn't stick around for the whole thing last year. So
yeah,
I think I stuck around till maybe like 6 or 7 in the afternoon. But I mean, we went all the way to like 1 o'clock.
Jeez.
Morning, almost like just shooting this thing, like
huh?
The kitchen scene this year. I think we were like till
we wrapped
midnight.
At 10:30.
No, we didn't.
Yeah,
I swear we didn't.
No, we wrapped at 10:30.
I mean, it like no, you wrapped at 10:30 the next day, right? With everything?
No, 10:30 at night we were done shooting. That's why I was so stoked.
I don't know if that's true. I'm gonna have to double check that shit. It felt like 1 o'clock in the morning. So.
No, it was crazy. It was it's just we had been up for so long. But yeah, 10:30 at night, we were done. It was pretty awesome.
Because
The sun went down.
Right.
The sun was down outside about 9, and then we just went in and shot that one scene.
Right.
Yeah, we shot it a few times, but
yeah.
But it was, I mean, last year we went till midnight.
Okay.
And that was crazy.
I do have to say the line of the week, or the line of the whole thing, that probably didn't even make it in, was your shit where you were like, don't start with me, CeeLo.
Oh.
That taught me that like with filming, like, and I was also noticing, so not to kind of detract from what we did, but I was watching in Living Color. They had the reunion of how, you know, like how the whole process started, how they cast everybody. And I guess what Keenan used to do was he was like, all right, I want you guys to shoot this normal 2 or 3 times and save something in the tank for the, I'm going to have you do 2 more takes, but everybody's just going to kind of ad lib and see what we come up with. And that's how all that magic came about. He was like, a lot of times it wasn't even what we wrote. It was just what they went off of. And I was like, damn, sometimes you do have to let it be organic in order to really get that comedic, you know, like time, especially when you got a bunch of comedians on the thing. So, but that one line, man, it had the whole room laughing. It had the editor. The editor was like, oh, you didn't see it, but he was sitting there. He was like, damn, that shit is hilarious. It just was dying at it. So I hope he found a way to kind of put that little blurb in there.
Oh, sorry. It's not.
You're good.
The problem, it was a, our running time for the movie is 6 minutes and 45 seconds.
You can't go over.
Can't go over 7.
Okay.
So, and that's a hard thing. Like, in one thing I've learned in this, in filming stuff, is just how, and to keep everything smooth, like you just have to, you have to cut every, like you cut so much.
Right.
You have to cut so much of just a little
and
bit
is
of fat.
It making your story go forward, right?
Particularly in a short, in a, you know, in a feature, like sometimes you're trying to fill it with laughs, right? So like you would keep like, oh, can we keep that in? Cause that's another laugh for this 90 minute movie.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But in a short, you can't afford anything that doesn't progress the story forward for
makes
the most
sense.
Part.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so even though it's like, and I think I knew when it happened, because they're like, oh, we got to keep that in, keep that in. And I'm like, we got to get on. Like what we're trying to do in the scene isn't going to propel it.
Yeah.
You know, because you can kill the motive, even though it's a comedy, there is like, you can't kill the drama of
it.
What's going on just for the laugh.
Right.
I mean, you can, but then it can fall short.
Totally.
And so there's lots of little choices that you make doing it that I'm like,
yeah.
I had more laughs cut though last year. It was a horror. And I was like, yeah, but it's just leave it.
Yeah.
I thought, why didn't they leave that in?
Yeah.
Wait, who? So, the editors were different last year, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They were different. At least, and also I'm better at, I assumed that they would go off the script last year.
Right.
So I should have been like, try to stick to the script.
But yeah,
Don't cut shit out unless you tell me.
I will say the editors you got this year, phenomenal. Like,
oh,
easy to work with. Great. Came out and actually looked at us filming and was like, you know,
they had a process. It is funny. It's funny because they're dating, but they're not. They never worked together.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah. So I mean, they're in the same field, but they just hadn't worked on a project together. And certainly not like this. And so they just kind of talked. They're both good at their job. And they're like, okay, so do you want to do it like this? They just talked a few minutes. I'm like, yeah. And then they sat down in their own stations and just kind of went at it. And Laura didn't sleep all night. And the guy slept about an hour and a half mid-morning.
Damn.
And got up to finish the special effects on it.
So what time did you finish everything?
Because
you went back a few times, right?
Okay, so there's something called picture lock when you do a film. So after you shoot everything... This is messed up because we were adding sound in at the same. Usually, you picture lock is when you got all the editing done, and then you're gonna add in sound effects and music and everything. So each person gets their pass at it, and picture can be color correcting while they're doing it, you know, making it look pretty. But they're kind of doing it at the same time because of the nature of this thing. Mm-hmm. So we did picture lock. It was like, oh, we're good. Send it off to the composer so he can do it because you need to know exactly how long for the composer to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So we sent it off to him and then we're like, we're watching it again. Like, what? Oh, did we miss the, why is it blank? There was a blank spot. Wait. Okay, well, let's fix that. All right. Hey, dude, we're sending it to you again.
Wait, what do you mean by blank spot? Just like no audio?
There was just no picture. Like it was no picture.
Shit.
Like something had gotten moved, and we're just like, oh,
just went blank.
Well, yeah. So we just had to scoot it over.
Oh,
we had to scoot
it over.
Like, we're talking like half a second,
but still noticeable.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
send it off. Right. Hey, we sent you a new version. Okay, just adjust it.
Yeah.
Watch it again. Oh shit. Wait. Okay, let's tweak that. Is that gonna affect audio? Like, we ended up doing it three times.
Okay.
And then even once we got his audio back, we looked at it and there was a couple things that, like, we rendered it
and we're
looking at the actual copy and we're like, that doesn't work.
Okay,
like,
okay,
let's just edit, we have time. Like,
yeah.
So I think we walked out of my house at 4:30.
Okay, and it's due by 7, right?
7:30.
Due by 7:30. I forget which time, but I wanted to. My goal was I wanted to render it at 3:00.
Right.
So we were about an hour and a half. No, over. You know what? We were out of the house at 5. I think 4:30 was when we did our last render.
Okay.
Which takes just a few minutes with this short of a film.
Right.
So we did render it a few times.
Yeah.
Also. So it was like I had said, I'll be fine. As long as I was like, I want to render at 3. I wasn't getting nervous till 4.
Right.
And then 4:30, I was like, yeah, I'm getting a little tense here.
We
got to drive down still. And
totally.
Make it. I don't know if there's going to be weird traffic or what's going to
happen. Exactly. You want to plan for anything and everything.
Yeah.
Seattle, you never know.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So yeah, and so Laura, when we went down, we all had a drink and a beer. We had a drink and a piece of pizza.
Oh, there
and
you
then
go.
I dropped them off, and she went off to go sleep. And
man,
they both went off to just set their own places.
Dude, my like sleep was not right, like until like probably a week later, and I'm still tired. So
yeah,
but I mean, you know, hats off to you guys, you and Samantha, for like writing that. I mean, I think I threw in like two lines and some shit. You know what I mean? So it was a process, man. Especially like I didn't want to be the lead, and I didn't know, like, I was like, my acting is such shit. You know what I mean? And then like trying to memorize the like lines. But you know,
you gotta stop saying that.
I do. I really like
it.
You
pisses
know,
people off.
It does. I know.
It's like you gotta think of it from the comedic point of view,
right?
From a comic, the open micer that's sitting next to you, and you're talking about how you suck,
right?
And then you go up on Parler,
right,
and
right,
feature.
They're like, well, you're the number one club.
They're like, yeah, fuck you. I want your spot.
Right, right.
I'll
right.
take your spot if you're not enjoying this.
Yeah, let well, me do it.
Like, fuck your self esteem.
For real. But you had been in acting before. Like, you've done like improv.
And, yeah, yeah. I've done improv.
How long did you do improv for?
Since about 2011, 2012. Mm. Started in high school.
Okay.
So I was working with the high school theater, and
okay,
we would put on sketches for kind of like the younger students. I was part of like the mentor program and stuff like that. So,
okay.
And
this was in
Alabama. No, this was in Washington. Washington. So I, okay. Yeah, so I moved originally from Georgia.
Georgia. Okay.
I moved to Washington when I was 17.
Okay.
My dad was military.
Okay.
Back in 2011, and then that's kind of when I got into sketches and
okay,
like theater acting and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I continued it in college, kind of on my own. I was playing football all the time, so I didn't have time to like go to theaters and things like that. So
what was it like to be like, I guess, also like, so not only an athlete, but also kind of like the drama nerd at the same time? Like, was it?
It was kind of weird.
Okay.
I'll be honest, it was kind of weird because, you know, I have this persona of, oh, this guy works out. You know,
right,
this
right,
guy
right.
has a prison body. You know, this guy, like, you know.
Was that a
it is, yeah.
Prison
yeah, he got prison muscle. Yeah.
But it was kind of weird because, like, you know, I had this perception of, you know, people thought I was this athlete.
Right, right.
You know, I played defense. And so okay. I was a so headbuster.
You were cracking.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 but then at the same time, this is the same dude who's making a skit 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, and booty shorts and
Like, it's funny because in high school, like, I played basketball and everything else, and then like to go be and hang out with the drama kids, you know, during a few periods and do some other stuff. People were like, I feel like I was never accepted by the drama kids, you know what I mean? Because I was like, oh, he's a jock, and you know, but it was fun, man.
I taught drama, or I was the drama team advisor who put on the plays at Eastlake High School for a number of years. And there was one guy who was on the football team that was really into acting. So we would come do stuff. And he kind of made it because he was so popular.
Yeah.
Like, people were like, oh, well hey, I want to try out. Like,
you're right.
Like, the people tried to make fun of him. And he's like, dude, I get to kiss this chick. I'm like, what? Oh, you know, like, and he went off to be an actor. He was interested in that.
Shit.
But it seems like more people who were like athletes in college, they don't, for whatever reason, they don't go to the drama for the reasons you talked about. But then they end up pursuing it later.
Right, right.
Because they're in all these movies.
It's
you know?
So funny. There's this kid that I kind of mentor. He's back in, where does he live? He's in Kansas. And he was just talking about, he was like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to hang out with the drama nerds. I'm like, you realize those drama nerds are the same people that you watch on film for all your Marvel movies and everything else.
Yep.
So it was like, mm-hmm. you bullying these kids, like, yeah, you know, mm-hmm. they're going to be the cool kids in like 10, 15 years. And he was like, oh, what? You know, I'm just like, ugh.
Or they're making it. And they're, they're the editors.
Or they're, exactly. Year. And this kid, he was like, well, I want to be an actor. I was like, well, just remember, you might not get cast if these kids are, you know.
Yeah, if they have their say.
Exactly. They remember you.
You bully.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's like, no, Michael Bay would like me. I'm the next Transformer.
Do you guys play Madden at all?
I haven't played in a while, but yeah, it's like, something. It's in my DNA.
You know, it's interesting. Like, I feel like I just suck at, like, at, it's like a video games now. So it's like it's harder to play, but I just, the Madden ratings came out this week, and I was surprised that certain athletes didn't get, like, the 99 rating. You know
they're wilding
like,
out, man.
For real, man. And it's like, I wonder what they would be like.
Wait,
to,
what's the Madden 99 rating?
It's the best of the best. So I think there's only four people who got it, and I think it was like Aaron Donald, who's on the Rams, Bobby Wagner, Seahawks, and like,
so does that affect your playing Madden.
Well, it affects your, like, whether you're making stops or whether you're,
so
like,
if you have a 99 rating, you're pretty much
the perfect player,
the best player on the game.
Yeah, in that position.
So it's like the ultimate Super Saiyan, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like Mortal Kombat, you know, you have the finishing move. Like, that's,
yeah.
But, like, okay, you pick up Madden. What do you play on Madden? Do you play
football?
the mode, do you just play? Do you pick a team and just play with them, or do you draft your own team? Or
I usually pick a team, and just because I hate doing like all-star teams, but a lot of people do the like the super teams with like,
yeah, some people. So you could do like a dynasty mode where you actually like you're the GM, you draft players, you trade players. I don't like that. I play online, like I want to play against other people,
right?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit more competitive, and I don't feel like you
who's
know,
your go-to team.
My go-to team,
yeah,
right now, probably Kansas City, man.
Okay, yeah, man,
Kansas City, bro.
Oh, so what I'm wondering is, would you pick a team just because it had that 99 player on it?
Possibly. I mean,
not just the one player. I mean,
it depends. I mean,
well, that's why I'm curious why it even matters. Like, if you, does it affect you in the playing of the game?
I think
game?
Some people were mad that Aaron Rodgers was rated lower than Russell Wilson as a quarterback. So I think
he's with Sierra. He gets bonus
points. Yeah, exactly, right? He gets bonus points for that shit. So, but it's like but also, like, you know, Aaron Rodgers kind of had a shit season last year, but I don't think it was on him. I think it was more on his team. You know,
did he get injured?
I think he may have gotten injured, but it was also like the coaching was like kind of crap. It didn't. They weren't.
He hurt his ankle or something.
I think you're right. Yeah.
I don't know. Aaron
Rodgers. Tom Brady
was
rated lower than like.
As much as I like Russell Wilson.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, watching Aaron Rodgers play is
like,
kind of magic.
Yeah. It's like if you had the option of having like Aaron Rodgers, you'd probably take him, right? If you were Seattle.
I don't know if I'd bump Wilson for him.
I don't know. I mean,
marquee player.
Come on now, Seattle. If they got a real quarterback, come on now.
Yeah. Like, they, you know,
Russell Wilson, I mean, they're happy with him, but I mean, he's made some plays. He's made some boneheaded plays at times.
But were they his decisions?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, so he'll be scrambling and just throw it up in the air and,
well, and no, hope.
Yeah, but nobody can scramble like him right now. Who can scramble
he's
like
he's getting
him?
Older, though.
He's running for his life. It's not him. It's not talent. It's
I like, will say Mahomes, he can scramble just like him, if not better, just because he's younger. No, you don't think
so? No, Russell Wilson's bigger. He's like 225, 230.
Yeah,
Mahomes
and it just
is like 200 pounds. Bro.
That's true. But I do feel like Russell Wilson is getting slower. Like, I'll see him try to spin out of things, and I'm like, oh, younger Russell would have, like, broke and took off, you know. And
well, somebody's like, he's pushing 27. And I was like, oh, fucking old man
Wilson.
Oh,
I'm telling you, man.
You didn't even use the face app to show that one, did you? You old motherfucker.
I'm just saying, man. I don't know if he still is. I mean, at some point, he's gonna have to. Like, I have my gripes with Wilson. Like, you can't take max money and then not have an O line around you. You know what I mean? Like, you still need a team. It doesn't matter. Like, I would rather be like Brady. Take less money, make it back on endorsements, and then have a good team around me to win more championships.
I mean, who do they have really on offense anymore?
I mean, they literally just have Tyler Lockett, and he's only like 5'10".
He's a slot.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So here's the question, though. Don't you think that Brady, I mean, being a New England Patriot, the money that he will get for endorsements is more than any best Seattle player ever will, even if we won the championship.
Well,
it's like
this.
Being on the New York Yankees, right?
Right
the
right.
Yankees sell around the world.
Right.
Like,
and so that's the thing. It's like, I feel like if Russell were to take less money, win probably five more championships, then yeah, he would get that kind of, you know, accolade. But I mean,
do you think so? Do you
think
so? I don't know if Seattle would ever get the growth globally that anybody on the Patriots or even, I don't know.
But I also think you're from Boston, so you have a different love with, like,
but they're okay. Look, I'm offended by how widespread Patriots fans are now. They're
right.
all over the place, and it's like.
But also, they've had
it's like Red Sox fans. Like,
but they also
weren't there.
They've
before.
Also had more scandals. You know what I mean? So they had what Spygate. They had
Spygate, Deflategate.
Deflategate.
But they still sell more merch.
The owner
right?
had the Sonigate.
Yeah. So they still can't.
It's like, look, the Yankees could be last place for the rest of their life, and they're going to still sell more merchandise than anybody.
That's true.
Because they're a legacy team. And I think the Patriots are like that. They're a legacy team.
But I also think that they wouldn't have been a legacy team if Brady didn't take less money. You know, he does have Giselle, who's like bringing in extra cash. So it's like, how do you...
I forgot about that.
You know what I mean? So it's like, he also... Yeah, so... But I mean, Sierra ain't bringing in Giselle money. You know what I mean? Like, I love her to death, but I mean...
She still make music?
I think she does. I mean, you know.
It's not Sierra music.
Not Sierra, yeah, exactly.
Grew up with.
Right, but, yeah.
You know, she done found God. And put on clothes. Yeah, and yeah.
She's like, I got two babies now. I can't be hoeing out.
I mean, I'm from Georgia. I grew up.
Right,
Sierra
yeah.
was 1-2-step, yeah, I mean, ride.
Exactly. Right.
She done found Jesus.
Right,
come on.
She was dating Bow Wow and shit. You know? So I was like, come on, man.
Bow Wow, but, Future.
Right. Yeah. So I think that, I will say, I think Brady helped solidify New England mm-hmm. by winning those championships, because it's just like, even me last year, like I hated New England, but I was like, you know what? You got to appreciate greatness. Like, this dude has won more championships than I think any other, what, NFL quarterback?
Yeah.
So
every play though, now I'm watching, yeah. like, this could be it.
It like, could be.
At his age, just like, oh, just, it's
I mean,
just going to be that
you
one
saw
tackle.
It, then, you saw that.
If Aaron Donald gets to him, he's just going to explode in
oh,
the dust.
Yeah, exactly. Just Thanos snap him. What was it? There was that that play in the Super Bowl against Philly where he did that rollout and tried to catch it, but he was like 2 steps slow and couldn't yeah. get there. So it's like you're starting to see it, but I don't think he's going to retire until he's like,
someone's going to
somebody's
going to
fuck him up, and then yeah. that's it. Yeah.
Be like, okay, I'm done.
The, yeah. game, the game plan every game is just, hey, don't protect him at all costs. Don't let him get hit.
Exactly.
That's it.
That's your only job. And I mean, Belichick, I think once Brady goes, I think Belichick's gone too, right? So,
well, do you think, I wonder if that's part of it. It's like, look,
yeah,
I'm going to make sure they pay all of you to stay here.
That's right.
But you got to protect me.
Because
the
yeah,
next
yeah.
guy, exactly. he's not taking the pay cut.
That's
I'll take the pay cut. Protect me.
Totally.
All
oh no! Next quarterback,
life.
I gotta fill Brady's shoes. Oh, I'm getting paid, bro.
Oh,
I'm getting paid.
Oh yeah,
you gonna pay me? No.
Yeah, I'm not getting like. People are gonna hate the next quarterback because he's not gonna. You know, they're gonna be like, "Oh, that ain't Brady. Oh, look at Bo." You know what I mean? He can get you all the way to like. You know,
who's this bitch?
Yeah, exactly. He can get you all the way to the divisional championship, but you know, the kicker could miss the field goal. But you're like, oh, Brady would have got us that. You know what I mean? Like, so you'll never
Brady
be able to
jumped out there and kicked it himself.
Exactly, right? With a broken leg. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Where's Brady? Where's Brady? They're going to be all the signs. It'll be like the WWF.
That's right.
Foxborough Stadium. Huh? Where's Brady? Where's Brady?
Bring it back.
We want Daniel Bryant or yeah. we want Brady.
You
one
think,
of the two.
You think he'd ever, you think Brady would ever coach, or you think he's just done? He'd be done. Yeah.
He'd be done.
Maybe a GM or something.
He's not playing. Yeah. What does he need to do?
He doesn't have to prove anything.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
But what do you do after, like, I mean, clearly he's passionate about the game because.
I bet you he gets into some sort of like acting or some shit.
Like Peyton did?
Yeah, like something stupid, you know? But he's making money. I mean, you don't need any more money.
He'd be making like guest appearances.
Exactly, right? He'll flip a coin at like a Super Bowl or something.
Showing up in the quarterback's meeting or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
It's just like he's got to be passionate about the game because he doesn't need the money. Doesn't need,
right.
you know, he's got all the titles.
Yeah.
He's the Ric Flair of,
yeah.
Of
shit.
It. But so he's,
so
he's got to be addicted to it somehow.
That's true, yeah.
I think that, like, it's a like, if everything's wrapped into it, too,
right.
it's like, it is that purpose, though.
Yeah.
Like, what happens when your purpose is done?
Well, let me ask you this. Like, Eddie Murphy, I don't know, I just read an article.
Oh, yeah.
$70 million, gonna do it.
Potentially.
Potentially. I mean, to come back and do comedy. Like,
is that worth it?
Yes.
No. Do you think so? Like,
$70
million? Yeah,
come on,
right.
I mean, is it
yeah,
worth
yeah.
it to them? Like, really?
Is I mean, $70 million is $70 million. That's like.
It doesn't even have to be a good stand-up.
Yeah, right, exactly. You could be like, hey, it's like, good night. You know what I mean?
Look at Ellen point. DeGeneres. Her stand-up was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, same thing with Wanda Sykes stealing ass.
Do you want him to come back and do one? I mean,
not really. I mean,
part of it is like, leave it in the past. I don't want you to come on and do this crappy special.
Yeah. I mean, but he's two different Eddies, right? Like, the first one was so raw. Like, you know what
yeah.
I mean? He's saying, like, calling gay people this and like.
Yeah. Here's a question. Do you think, will he get canceled by people? Like, will, because if he does a 60-minute
yeah.
clean set, mm-hmm. doesn't punch down on anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
People are going to be playing his old delirious and raw
yeah.
clips and going, this is Eddie Murphy. Bam.
People
boycott
are never happy,
Eddie
right?
Murphy.
That's the thing.
Well, here's the thing. I think this generation doesn't really know who Eddie Murphy is.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, we know Eddie
the
Murphy.
The donkey guy?
Yeah.
The
that's
exactly
that's what
I'm saying.
A lot of people know Eddie Murphy as the actor. Nobody
right, right.
really, unless you're like a comic or, you
yeah.
know, you've been in
right.
the comedy scene, you don't remember, you know,
Eddie, like
delirious.
Exactly.
That's what he was before. He
right.
was the, you know, the modern day Kevin Hart.
Exactly.
The Dave Chappelle.
That's
so.
A good point. He was 90. He was the 90 version or he was the 80s version of like a Chappelle, right? You know what I mean? Like he was that, oh shit, he's out, you know, he's hanging out and just rock star status. But I was just thinking about this actually before I came here. I was like, if I were Eddie's friend, what would I tell him to do material on? Would I be like, you got to address how raw you were at the beginning, where you're at in life now? Do you talk about Charlie passing? Probably not. Do you talk about Donkey, Shrek, all this other stuff, you know, money, kids, that you're married to, you know, a white woman now, you know, and I don't know.
I don't think it would hurt his legacy.
Yeah, I don't think it would either.
But that is the $1 million question. It's right. Like, if you do come back, mm-hmm. can this generation handle, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, but he might be a different person now, too. Like, oh, yeah. He may not want to say any of that.
Yeah, totally. I think that he is a different person now. And it's just like, fuck, man, when you haven't been in the game for over, like, 20 years, right? Or it has to be, or maybe like, yeah, 20 years on stage, I would say, right?
It's been about 20 years. He's been doing Strictly movies and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, literally, there's sometimes when I haven't been on stage for like 2 weeks and I'm just like, fuck, I don't. Like,
how do you take that much time? I mean, you're a performer, and I think at that level, it's almost like
I think you just start popping in at like certain shows, but just like where nobody's expecting you, right? You come up here to Seattle, you open up for like Black and a Half. Show, yeah. You know, Eddie, if you're listening.
Yeah. August 8th, come August on 8th, out.
Yeah,
save a spot for 5 minutes, right. Tops.
Oh, the other thing I was gonna ask you guys, Area 51, like that shit is like.
You got your tickets?
So I mean, like, I know the guy was playing, but like, do you think people really thought that they could like storm that shit? Or
wait, it's not over yet, is it?
It's not over.
It's not till like September 20th.
People are signing up still.
Do you think people are really gonna?
Oh, there'll be people.
I think people will show up. It's 2019.
So it's September 20th.
Something like that.
Wow, that shit's crazy.
People are gonna show up.
It's so funny. I was at work talking about it. Yeah. And this girl was like, "That can't be real." I was like, "Yeah, Chuck Norris even said he's going." She's like, "What?" She's like, now, "What, for real?" I'm like, "Yeah."
He's all dodging bullets.
I don't know if they will show up.
Yeah.
But
I think there's going to be some crazies.
There will be a bunch of people that show up.
I hope someone broadcasts it because I will be with my popcorn.
Yo, Facebook live and that shit.
I'm waiting for somebody to get zapped.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
Thanos,
like,
just
people disintegrating as they run. Yo, it reminds me of like. Did you guys ever see that shitty X-Men 3? The one where it was Phoenix and she was just literally
I like that one.
It was
weird.
I don't know. I just was mad that she killed off everybody. You know what I mean? But like they were running up and they were just disintegrating. Yep. And that's exactly what I picture the shit happening like. So
I am a little bothered though that we've taken the idea of like Area 51 can get that.
Yeah.
But that we can't get 1.5 million people to sign up. To go free children from cages in Mexico.
Yeah, man. That shit
How
is
about
crazy.
You'll storm that and y'all run? You run in.
Yeah.
I think I saw this in a movie, right?
Yeah.
Where y'all storm in.
Yeah.
You put them under you put a coat on them and y'all run out with them.
Right.
And then they blend into the crowd. Nobody will catch it.
Yeah. It's funny what people have their like their sights on.
But aliens. No, I don't want illegal aliens. I want the real ones. That's what I'm going to go after.
Was it Thomas Nichols said some shit? He was like, "I'm gonna go down there, but the second one of these aliens calls me the N-word, he's like, I'm gonna kill everybody."
Bro, I've seen so many memes, bro.
Right, like, it is hilarious.
I saw one meme with Trump just rubbing his hands together, just like illegal aliens. I'll just put your ass back to Mars, motherfucker.
For real. Oh my god, man, that Trump shit this week was wild. Like, and even the whole go send her back.
Okay, you gotta realize this episode that statement. Could work in every Black and a Half episode for the last 2 years. Trump this week, man, what? You're going to have to be specific, sir. Jesus.
You know what the craziest?
Which thing did he do? Which of the things did he do?
Go back to your country.
Oh.
Yeah. And then on top of that, the chant of like send her back, like all these emboldened ass like conservatives, that shit is, it's crazy. I even posted on like my site. I was like, doesn't matter what side you're on, fucking denounce hatred and racism, and then here comes the fucking conservative peanut gallery just like, well, he said sorry. Okay. Yeah. It was like, it makes it okay. Jesus Christ, man. Ugh.
It was I saw something that said the worst thing about Trump is not about what he's said.
Right.
It's that you've seen your friends and relatives how they react to him.
Yeah.
And so that you had people that you would have no idea. Dude. I was talking to Gretchen last night about like, hey, is it hard for people, like, when you're white, like, when you start dating somebody, how long till you ask if they're racist?
Right.
Like, so I was like, when does that pop up? Like, because I could see you going out with someone. Oh, they're really nice. They seem pretty, you know, oh, similar values. Yeah. And you're going out and you date a few times. And everything seems fine. And you're falling for this guy. You slept with him a couple times. And then one day, like, someone walks by and he's like, God, I just hate Mexicans.
You're like, whoa, where did that come from?
What's this? Like, and she's like, no, that literally happens, like, with people of you're just hanging out and you have no idea that they're racist. Like, because it just doesn't come up.
Bro, it's like, crazy to me how, like, I don't know, just certain. So, like, my in-laws, like, my mother-in-law, like, she goes down these rabbit holes online. And we've talked about it before, like. She literally, like, we were sitting there watching Stonehenge on, like, National Geographic, and my father-in-law sitting next to me, and my wife sitting next to me, and my mother-in-law was like, yeah, you know, they had, like, 50-foot tall natives that used to just run down buffalo and rip out their throats. And we were like, we all just were quiet and looked at each other like, what the fuck is she talking about? And, like, my father-in-law was like, no, Pat, this shit's not real. And, like, she's like, yeah, it is. I read it online. And we were like, oh, God, here we go. But this week, she was telling us about, you know, like, Epstein, right? And she was like, Epstein, you know, the pedophiles and stuff. And what they were doing is they're taking young kids and they're just sucking their blood. And, like, that's how they're getting rejuvenated. And they're, you know, trafficking all these kids to take their blood, and they're drinking it, and they're just getting more powerful.
It's not plastic surgery.
Yeah. And I was just like, I was sitting there and we were just like, no, this isn't real. And then we literally had to talk to her about, like, how, you know, Trump was hanging out with Epstein, right? And it was like, yo, if he was doing bad shit with kids, like, he should go to jail. And my mother-in-law was like, well, what about the Clintons? And we're like, yeah, if Bill Clinton was doing that shit, he should go to jail too. We're not trying to say one side is better than the other. We're just saying, if you did fucking wrong, it's just like, well, I don't think Trump. And we're like, God,
he wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't do that.
So
he's a Christian.
Such moral character.
Seriously.
Over his life.
God, man. But it's just wild how there's certain people who just, they want to back him at every single turn. Like, if Obama did some crazy shit, I mean, I love that guy, but it's just like,
dude, Obama. He wore a brown suit.
Hey, right.
He wore a tan suit.
How dare he?
And they lost their damn mind.
How dare he?
Could you imagine?
He put mustard on a hot dog and they freaked out, right? It was just like,
it's like a disgrace to America or something. Just how dare you put on a tan suit?
Yeah, you motherfucker.
Look at this Negro. Give him an inch, take a mile.
For real. Oh, it's wild.
And he goes on somewhere and says, I just don't think we should treat people like that. And people go nuts. Like, he's a social. Why is he criticizing the president? That's unprecedented. Like, what? It kills me. It completely kills me. Not to harp on the movie too much, but it's opening tonight. When people should see the
premiere
tonight.
Make sure you go see that.
SIF, but
tonight.
Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday, because today's Wednesday.
Nice.
Kind of, you know. Yeah, that's when it airs. Are you, so Charles, you were asking about, I know sometimes people ask me this, they get questions. I swear, Charles sent me, I sent him a note, and then he said, hey, well, where else can I get some acting stuff? And I went and I got links, and I put them on the thing, and I sent it to him. And then today, I looked and I was like, where the hell's my... So I never hit send on whatever device I was sending it from there. I was like, oh, crap. I was ignoring that.
Dude, that's what I do with 90% of my text messages. Like, I start responding, and then I'm, like, in the middle of something. I'm like, okay, I'll send it later. And then I never respond, and I'm an asshole friend. So.
Yeah, it's too much work, man.
It is. It just is like, just call me. Exactly.
Snapchat me.
There you go. Snapchat me, call me, whatever, you know?
So. It's, acting, there's a couple sites in Seattle to go to if you're interested in acting. There's a performers call board on Facebook. Northwest Bookings.
Oh yeah, and
it's not Northwest.
I have quite a few through Mighty Tripod. I'll try to send you some of those.
Oh, do they got?
They have like a list of all the stuff that you should do, and then all the stuff that like you may not want to do because they're gonna try to nickel and dime you and not pay you. So
what?
Like, they just have a thing to kind of protect actors. Like, there's some people who they're like, be careful going to this site because these guys are known for, like, trying not to pay you. And, you know, go to this site because they will make sure that you're...
TPSonline.org, that has a good resource of...
I think I've heard of that
stuff
one.
Going on. Yeah. Right. They mainly do theater everyone posts theater stuff there, but a lot of film stuff goes there as well. People are always looking for actors. So
yeah. What would you say your main goal is? I know you're like a year into comedy now.
Yeah.
You know, you've done improv for over 10, almost just about 10 years. Yeah. What's the main goal? What's the focus for you right now?
I guess just experience, get on the stage as much as I possibly can.
Right.
Trying to find my voice as you guys are, you guys are comics.
Right.
We all have a unique style. So that's just something I'm constantly working on. A lot of the stuff I'm doing as far as acting, things like that, I've always done, but now that I'm in Seattle,
right,
like there's a lot more opportunity to learn and kind of network with people. So it's one of those things to where like I want to see how far I can really take this.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Like I want to push myself a little bit. Like I've already have the passion for it.
Oh yeah,
I've already already displayed some some talent for it. Like I want to work on my craft and
definitely, man.
Ultimately,
is that why you came to? Is that why you chose Seattle for the? Or was that a?
No, that was just
that was
more
military,
of a,
right?
Yeah, that was more of a military thing.
Yeah,
like when I was in Georgia, it was down south. Like that was before like cameras. That was before
right.
Smartphones. So like I've always been kind of like the drama king of my family. Like right. I always like joking around and stuff like that.
Right.
But it wasn't until I moved to Washington and like started
really got into
interacting with other artists. And,
so when you were growing up out there, I know that the film industry was out there for a little bit. I mean, they're thinking about pulling out because of some of the things that are going on in Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like when you were growing up, did you see like a lot of like opportunity for people to do acting out there?
No, not really.
Okay.
And another thing too is I was a military brat, so I moved around a lot. So the only acting drama that I was exposed to was the clubs, theaters, and stuff like that.
Okay.
Like I said, when I moved to Washington, got your smartphones, you start
right.
getting into these programs. I had my first iPhone. That's when I really started making like the skits.
Okay.
And I start, collabing with different people in college and things like that. So,
yeah.
Been doing that for years. And like I said, when I came back to Washington, it was kind of like, okay, let's see, there's a lot
right.
of opportunity here, a lot of artists, a lot of content creators, and I would love to be a part of the community. So that's how.
Definitely, man. Well, Ted, we appreciated you being on the 48.
Were you guys aware that the last like 3 weeks there's been a big movie being shot in Seattle?
No.
Really?
And so that's the thing. I think unless you're in a community, like I'm in the community and I'd like when it started shooting is when I found out about it. So it had already, they already booked all the extras or
right.
whatever. They're mainly using talent from, it's from a place from India, but they are using local talent.
Wait, it's an India movie or?
Yeah. It's a Bollywood movie.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But they're having to shut places down in Seattle to shoot it, like
more
areas
traffic,
and blocks.
Yeah.
And I usually notice most people don't know that a movie is being shot in Seattle when it is because it's just, everyone's busy in their own life.
Exactly.
So it wouldn't surprise me that, Walking Dead could be shooting in the neighborhood near him and he wouldn't even have known.
Totally.
Like, oh, really?
It's also interesting. I was just thinking about this. I was on the bus the other day and people are just looking down at their phones, so you never really look up to see what the fuck is going on outside.
It
would be a big camera crew. So.
And they're definitely bigger productions, but you see, like, in our experience, so I was saying in our shoot, the backyard, those in a real, if we were really doing it, it probably would have been over 2 to 3 days.
Right.
Just the backyard.
Wow.
Because I would have wanted to get more camera angles on everything just so you have coverage. We would have had more partygoers there.
Right.
So,
I mean, and most movies are taking, what, about a month, you would say, like 30 days? Or?
Yeah, it's generally a 30. Average is a 30-day
right.
shooting script.
For a short film or for like a feature film?
For feature.
Okay.
But that's barreling through it, too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because like a Marvel movie might take, what, 60? Like
I thought those 90. Take like years to make.
Well,
sort of.
They take years to make every the whole thing.
Yeah.
So you're talking writing and lighting.
Well, writing. It's okay. We're talking. Yeah. Like a year and a half production on a Marvel isn't. And that because post is a lot. There's a lot in post that they have to.
That
takes the longest is the CGI and special effects. So they'll like the Star Wars movie shoot in like 30, 45 days.
Oh, shit.
Like the whole thing's shot.
Man.
They're done.
It's so funny because I always thought you were spending like 6 months with these people.
That's what I'm saying.
You think about it, they're doing like certain actors will have one movie and then they got like a two movies like later that year.
Like Lord of the Rings, they did because it was such an intense experience. Right. They had to like shoot it all the once. Locations they had to go to. But I mean, your budget just goes up huge doing that. Mm-hmm. So
totally.
Because yeah, that was like a good year.
Yeah,
I think that they spent. So it depends on it, but like I think your average like romantic comedy or something is a 30-day shoot.
Like I just saw that yesterday movie, the Beatles one.
Yeah. Oh, I want to see that.
Yeah, not bad. Let me know what you think.
Yeah.
We'll do a review.
But yeah, so I just think that's why people wouldn't know unless you're in that vicinity.
Right.
What's going on?
Damn, that's pretty crazy. I had no idea the major movie was being shot out here. So.
Explains a lot.
Yeah.
Well, look how long it took me to get that one. Like there was one shot that we have in the film. I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But there was like one pan near the end of the film that I went from the two characters to a group shot.
Yeah.
And that was me like, wait, let me go run and get some plywood. I think I can do it this way. Right. That was for one shot. How long it took just to get that one shot and how many times we did it. And we, you know, didn't still ever perfect it. But so imagine like in my head, you know, there's this barbecue. It would start with an overhead sort of shot of the barbecue and maybe like pan down to go into people.
Right.
So how long will it take to set up a rig just to get up and get the wide shot of it and then move it down? You know, like takes a and it's those little shots. That's what I've read is like a lot of those shots that you have it moving is what makes it look like it ups the quality of the film.
Right.
And the standard like, oh, this is a good film. Mm-hmm. So that's why you try to get those shots in sometimes. But most of the time, it's just like, oh, here's
so how much you think? $100,000 for one of those like contraptions where the guy's sitting in there and it like slowly lowers down?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
But can't you do it with a drone? Can you?
I guess you could.
But you can't get. Okay. And here's another. Yeah. This is another thing is like you can't mix. I mean, at a certain level, you can mix cameras. Yeah. Because, you know, they're not going to have the level of detail that a movie camera has.
And the thing is, when you get it, like it may look fine on a small screen, but when you get it to that big screen, it's going to look like, oh, you can see that it's clearly.
Yeah. And I guess if you have the budget, you can spend the time to make the shots look similar. But certainly at our level, we have to use the same camera. Yeah. We have to use the same camera.
Absolutely.
I will say this though. I just from last year to this year, I feel like we evolved and we grew and things were a little bit easier to do. But I was looking at it, and no disrespect to Jay and Silent Bob, but I saw the trailer for that. I was like, man, like you guys didn't evolve at all. Like it's just the same fucking characters just being raunchy and like crazy. You know what I mean? And it's like, maybe there's fans who love that, but
they are.
I mean, that's
why they're sell out.
They're going to sell out.
Make a lot of money on this.
But it's just like, I'm like, damn, you're rebooting the whole franchise, but it's like, there's no like character development. There's no, I mean, maybe, you know, maybe you see something. I don't know.
Well, I mean, hopefully one day I'll make enough money that I can reboot and have no growth at all. people pay me billions of dollars for it.
Just with Fast and Furious now.
You're right. I've probably just been blacklisted.
You had an interesting experience on our show, on our set, because you originally just had you come in as an extra because I didn't know, you know, I needed extras. And then, one of the people I had planned as an actor for it was ended up having a conflict. And so then... And then other people just as I was going and were writing, and I realized how few males I actually had. I was like, wait, I had Manny as a male actor that wasn't planned for an extra. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I need somebody else.
Yeah.
And so so I wrote was another male character in it. And then it was honestly, it was like, you know, it's a black and a half show. We're trying to promote diversity. And I was like, well, I'm not giving to the white dude. I'm like, you know, it's like, it's got to go to the black. Like,
you just turned into Tyler Perry.
So right?
You
said that.
Well, sort of, or what's his name? Peel said that.
Yeah.
Jordan Peel said, like, look, I'm just,
I'm looking for.
You had your time.
Yeah. Look more like us. So
I was like, I got this idea. This is an opportunity. And then you ended up doing great. I didn't know about the background that you had, the improv background.
Really?
Yeah. So,
yeah.
That was good. So I knew it was taking.
We just shoot a short black horror film and send it to Jordan and see if we could.
I did that last year.
Oh, you did it? Well, I mean,
we did a horror.
But I mean, you didn't send it to Jordan.
No.
Yeah, I know he probably wouldn't see it, but I mean, I know that they had like some sort of call thing.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's Jordan. It's okay. Okay, it's a scary puzzle. It's a puzzle of murder. This puzzle will murder you if you finish it.
Right.
But that was the script last year.
I remember I saw it. Yeah.
But here's the thing, Jordan. This is still makes more sense than us. All right.
So, yeah, exactly.
All right. So don't judge me.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't judge me.
I was lost on this, but whatever. It was still at its moments.
So yeah, I'm glad you had the. I'm glad you were there then. I'm glad you signed up and you were allowed out for the.
I appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, man, you killed it. You're one of the best.
And the funny thing about just Manning saying he's bad and everything and shots, yeah. And as much as I've told him, is like the great thing about film, particularly a short, is you don't have to be good the whole time.
Right.
You only have to be good for a take.
Right.
Or two.
That was the.
You know, like, I mean, that's the unfortunate truth about film is that's why someone gets cast because they look the part.
Right.
It's because I only need you to do this well enough for the take. You don't have to memorize 6 pages.
Right.
In, you know, the whole time.
Right.
We're doing this over 12 hours.
Exactly.
Like, okay, so after going through that experience, you were very scared about memorizing lines.
Yes.
Are you less scared now about memorizing?
Less scared. You see the pace? I mean, I still want to, like, if I'm given a thing, I want to give myself ample time to memorize it. But it's not necessarily about memorizing it. I feel like it's more about what are you feeling in this moment? Deliver that to the thing, right? So, like, the last scene, I'm not going to spoil it. But I was just like, oh, okay, yeah, I've been through this with this person. This is what I should be portraying to it. And this is, let me be in the moment. Let me collect and just be like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, and it's not bad, especially when I can just be like line and then, you know, somebody kind of gives it to me. And so
now in a professional shoot, like around here, they do expect me to show up with lines memorized.
Yeah.
Granted, they're not long, not as long as that, but there's definitely more expectation. But even me, I'm like, I'm old now. I'm like, I think I got. But I've also learned, I'm like, we're going to be here a while.
Right.
So I'm going to get the line down by the time we're
done.
We're ready.
Exactly. Real.
Yeah. So you got to.
Yeah.
You know, oh, the light threw me off. I'm sorry. You know, I had these earlier. But sometimes they're not giving me the script till the night before.
Isn't that crazy?
And then I get there and they change the script. And so it's like. Well, okay.
Dude, I was watching Jackson's masterclass, and he was talking about how crazy it was when he was in theater. The theater director would come back the next day and be like, oh, well, I just wanted to add this monologue in here. And he added, like, literally, like, probably 6 or 7 pages of new stuff. And he's like, God, I got to memorize this night. And he's like, we're actors. That's what we do. So, you know, you do it to the best of your ability. Just go forward. But I'm like, fuck, I would be nervous as all shit.
But the more you do it, the more your muscles are trained just to absorb scripts.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And once you know, like, in terms of acting, where your character is trying to go,
right,
it's easier to
memorize,
hold it in your head.
Right.
The hard part with this film thing is, like, I don't have a lot of time to give direction because we're just trying to get the shot off.
Right.
So it's more like I step in to give a piece of direction real quick, and then I'm going to leave. And
do you have, like, I mean, in bigger films, it's assistant director, right? That might step in and be like, all right, well, you know, let me work with the actors while you work on the shots, or what is it?
No, in a real thing, everyone else gets out of the way so that I can direct the actors.
Okay.
Like, someone else handles the shot.
Oh, okay, okay.
I wouldn't tell the cinematographer much of anything. Like, I mean,
they already have it in there.
Collaborate, you know, a bit. But
and you also have storyboards, right? That you've already written, and you kind of have an idea of, like.
Yeah, so we usually know a lot more about what it is
going in.
So, you know, then we just, hey, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
But also said, hey, what we're going to capture in this is this. And what shots do you need? And they're like, well, I think I need this. Okay.
Right.
Well, okay, I'm going to go. And like last year, I mean, just the cinematographer last year had been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
She had a lot under her belt. So basically she would tell me, she's like, okay, so we're gonna do this scene. They're gonna be at this table. She's like, okay, well, go block it, and then I'll shoot it. And so I would go and block it, and then I'd sit there, and she would be shooting whatever it is she's shooting.
Right.
Granted, we didn't have a monitor last year, and I should have watched some of it more because there were some things that were like, oh, can we redo that? I don't like that.
So she might have missed a little bit of the color.
No, just there was moments, angles that I would have just like, hey, could we just try it this way?
Yeah.
And she was like, sure. Like, she has her vision, so she wants to do that. But
so, like, actually seeing that the whole monitor helped.
Immensely, to go like to see that we captured stuff and that there wasn't a weird little
right
last year. If you watched the final piece last year in the yard sale, there's a movement. The camera moves at one point with Ken, and it's like the face app happens to him. There's about one second.
Yeah.
That his face turns 85 years old.
Wow.
And then it's gone.
Creepy.
And so if you slow it down, it's like hilarious to we were cracking up watching it later. Yeah. But we didn't see that in the little monitor.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they noticed that with Man of Steel. Like, I don't know if you remember that, but he's standing under this thing and his face starts jiggling. And he literally looks like Chris Reeves instead of actual Superman. So.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was dope.
So. But yeah, so usually I would get more hands on with the actors, but I've been on sets too where the director didn't have much time to talk to me.
Right.
It's just like, hey, could you just do it a little more like this? And then, and he goes back and talks to the people,
right?
Much more. But
it's so funny though. It's I will say you were great from that aspect of directing and be like, no, try it more like this. But in my head, it's like, I feel like I'm doing that, but I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? I felt like Joey Tribbiani, you know what I mean? Where it's just like, you know, you're trying to relay something, but it's not coming across that way.
But it's the same thing in comedy, right?
Right.
Like the same thing happens that you're trying to get this across, except in comedy, it's like, unless you're buddies with somebody, it's forbidden to give them a note or to go, hey, were you trying to get that across? So you could be saying something.
Right.
I did a whole competition. It wasn't until the last night that I was talking to somebody and they're like, you know, it comes across like this. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Oh.
This whole time?
Yeah. I had no idea. That's not what I was trying to get across it. So I changed a word on it so that it would come across better.
It is funny though. It's like, that is a good note as far as comedy goes. Like, we've been friends for 8+ years, right? And you telling me, hey, why don't you try this or do this? I'm like, oh yeah, I'm receptive, right? But then when an open micer comes up and is like, hey man, you should try it. I'm like, the fuck are you? You know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, exactly. Well,
also because I think I know you long enough to sometimes I'm like, I don't know if he knows that's coming across homophobic.
Yeah, totally.
I'm like, oh, that's not his intention on that. But well, even now, just because, you know, of everything going on, you're watching something and I've seen this joke forever. And then it occurs to me
that,
dude, I don't know if you can do that joke anymore.
Exactly.
I think that's racist.
So it's
I see an audience reaction. I'm like, oh, shit.
I had a joke about getting hit on by a gay thug. Right. And now it's moving forward in time. It's like, oh, yeah, that's a little more And even though, I say, I don't say anything about, this guy being, you know, I'm not like, oh, get away from me or any of this shit. But it's just, it still comes across as, you should.
Well, remember when you said, it was hey, do you know that there's gay thugs out there?
Yeah, exactly.
At the time, I was like, what? No, there is not. And I was like, well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No, obviously there's gay thugs.
Yeah.
It's not a question. So it's not a surprise.
Yeah, exactly.
So we can't, you can't say it as if it's a strange thing.
Exactly. So.
I've noticed that too since doing comedy in Seattle. Right. There's a handful of jokes that I've said in the past.
Yeah.
Just killed it. And then come to Seattle.
It's like
you can't say that, man.
It is tough though. You know, you definitely have the PC police and I respect I respect what they're saying. But it's also kind of hard sometimes to hear how to be funny from somebody who's not necessarily funny. You know what I mean?
So I got a lot of backlash for a Chick-fil-A joke.
Right, it's crazy.
And I grew up in the South. I ate Chick-fil-A my whole life.
Exactly.
And I didn't know the whole background with Chick-fil-A
and
the LGBT community and things like that. And I was performing in Tacoma, and I said some joke, it was something stupid, all the black people are near Chick-fil-A's. That's why there's no black people in Seattle.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Right. And
That's not, you can't say Chick-fil-A.
Right. Yeah, that's
Charles, that's not funny.
Yeah, it's crazy how people just jump on you about that shit.
Here's a problem and a blessing about Seattle.
Yeah.
Is it's not just PC stuff.
Right.
I have a joke about cashing a check from a phone, right? And I would say that in Seattle, and you can cash a check from a phone. I was like, yeah, everybody does that. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You'd walk in. Same time period, I go to Yakima and say that, like, what kind of witchcraft is that? What? You know? So it's like technology stuff, just what people are aware of. Here, everyone knows every. Oh, yeah. Y'all watch, y'all remember Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like episode 25, third season? Be like, oh, yeah, that's my favorite episode.
Right.
And then you're in South Dakota and they're like, what? A mutant what? No, hey. I don't like foreigners. What?
It's like that. I lived in North Dakota for 5 years.
But it's like,
it's like that, man. Damn,
but people, just what they relate to. And that's something about learning the crowd and why it's hard. Like, it's people that work in the city have such a hard time. If they only do the city, going out,
totally,
because they don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
yeah, and you absolutely have to, and that's why, I don't know, we look at it as hacky, I think, in the city, but like why you talk a little more general out in the rural areas, because they're just, not that they're not smart,
right,
they just haven't been as educated on everything and they're not obsessed with every,
they live a different experience,
piece of news,
right,
you know, like, yeah, like you were, well, so Chick-fil-A, you just never heard about it, right? So just,
well, I didn't know like the political stuff behind Chick-fil-A. That's what I was unaware of.
Right. And so it's because, oh, this guy doesn't spend all his time online getting mad about stuff, right?
Exactly.
Because I use Facebook to post pictures of food. That's all I do.
Like, I'm sorry, man. It's a chicken sandwich. Like, I'm sorry, you're not gonna win this argument, bro. Like
it's kind of like if you try to talk to people about Popeyes.
Right.
That haven't been to Popeyes.
What you talking about, Popeyes?
It was like, oh, Popeyes is so good. Like, I don't know about it.
Yeah.
So, like, no, but it's really good. Great. Yeah, I don't care. Whatever.
Right.
But, my heart rate going up? It's just like,
I just took my daughter to Popeyes for the first time.
Yeah. What'd
she think? Oh, my. She loved it. She was like, oh, my God, Dad.
Yeah.
What was it? And I'm like, I got a bunch of sides. I'm like, try this one.
Yeah,
and
then
she's like, the coleslaw. She's not really like that into coleslaw.
Yeah,
she's like, this is great, man. This is wonderful. She's just like,
girl, you gonna love my chicken.
Such
red beans and rice, biscuit.
Yeah, man. Ugh. Well,
we started on food and we can end on food.
There you
right?
go. Any shows coming up?
Yes, I got a couple shows coming up.
Okay.
I'm doing imports at Clip Comedy Seattle.
Okay.
This Thursday, I'll be with Chance Media this Saturday.
Okay.
And then I have a competition on the 31st in Maple Valley. So,
dope. All right.
Nice. Doing that one with Indubia.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
What's it called?
Indubious.
Matt Gingrich and Brandon Valentine's room.
Okay.
Should do that. Imbecile? No, not imbecile. It sounds like the IMB. It's like a brewery down
not
there.
Northwest Peaks, is it?
No.
Okay.
It's a really cool place. I did a show there.
Right. Well, we'll include it in the links.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we got to connect you with Jason Lamb.
Oh, yeah.
You should
be
do Minority Retort. Yeah.
That's a good show.
Okay.
I want to come remind us on that.
Yeah.
Jason, you're probably listening, right? Because you're a big fan. hook up with Charles.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on.
Appreciate you having me.
Black and a half.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission.
Live long and prosper.